I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That feels great.
That feels great to me.
I love that for us, Brooke.
I love that for us.
Speaking of loving this episode, it's a lot of love.
A lot of love. There's a lot of love in the world right now.
If you know where to look for it.
I said that and then I immediately
closed her eyes and shook her head very fast.
I hate love. Down with love.
Down. Boo love. Boo. We're not even going to talk about it.
Who, me? Love, hater. Hardly knew her.
Love or hater.
Love to watch her walk away.
You love to watch love walk away.
Yeah, I get. Honestly, yes.
Same. Mm-hmm. 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 Just wave.
Oh my God! Speaking as of, part. Someone's coming to visit in October.
Yep.
Sent me a screenshot of their airplane.
Wow.
And I was like,
someone really wants you to know when you're coming.
And I was like, how many people did you send that to? And he was like, a couple. I was like, okay.
I love that you're on that list.
I love that I'm on that list, too.
Uh-huh.
He's definitely going to come take my class. He loves core power.
Oh, fun.
This is a man.
It is a man.
That I slept with once, 2 years ago, almost. And then he...
It's a fun story,
in
too.
In classic mm-hmm, me, mm-hmm. We had a wonderful night together, and then he moved away.
Moved halfway across the world.
No, just across the country.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He went traveling. Oh, halfway around the world. That's what I was confusing.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's true. He did. He did literally
immediately leave
go as far away as possible.
Yeah.
And now he lives in another state because.
Of course he does.
How dare they live in the same city as me?
Please. There needs to be an obstacle or seven.
God.
Enormous ones.
Enormous ones.
How you doing?
Okay. I'm good.
Yeah.
I was telling Bridget just a mere few minutes ago that.
A simple few.
I am feeling like, I think I'm what is, I had therapy yesterday and I was talking to my therapist, Liz, about how I feel very low energy and like calm and how, we decided that that's what one would feel like when they aren't consumed by their crippling anxiety, mm-hmm. which is something that
Because Liz was like, you don't seem like you have low energy.
I was like, oh, I guess I'm not, but why am I like not freaking out about anything? And she was like, well, why aren't you freaking out about anything? And I was like,
what a good therapist she is.
I was just like, oh my God. And Bridge and I just, you know, I haven't been not anxious about something since February, end of February.
Yeah.
I've had like a lot of anxiety about a lot of things. And now I'm just sort of like, huh.
You know what's funny? Different scales and at different moments, but that's basically the same timeline my year has been on for crash it sliding into a shitstorm and sort of resolving
all
itself.
All I will say, and this is not that, is that Mars was in retrograde from May to now, which I also find very interesting. Based on
I was reading about that the other day.
Some timelines. I had Cassandra do my reading for the fall and we talked
about
fun.
That stuff. I need to do that. I'm going to hit her up.
Wait, I was going to say something else.
You were about being okay. Good.
Oh, and then I was like, but that means something bad is coming.
Oh, yep.
And Liz was like, what? And I was like, this is the eye of the storm, obviously. She's like, no, 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 no. And I was like, yeah, something terrible is going to happen. But
and
I'm sort
there
of,
she is.
But I'm sort of just like, okay.
Yeah, you can live in it for a minute.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I'm like, I've been just like running really fast for a month, which is great. Again, all good things, but I'm like, I'm tired on like a pretty bone deep level, and having someone stay with you for 2 weeks is a lot of time, especially when you start a new job. So there's just been like a lot happening.
Lots of people have been visiting, I feel.
So many.
Did I make that up?
No. Well, so I had a friend staying with me, and then my mom was upstate too. So then I went upstate briefly to see her. with my sweet niece and nephew. So there was just so much has happened.
I messaged Caitlin on Instagram because she was posting about that leaf that she made.
Yes, right.
Into jewelry. And I so just cool? like had to tell her that I thought that it was amazing.
Isn't that so cool?
Yeah, she's amazing.
You guys, if you're at all interested in beautiful silver jewelry that's handmade, you should go follow my sister Blue Dot Jewelry. She's incredible. I wear a necklace of hers every day.
I want to meet Caitlin.
Oh my God, I cannot believe you guys haven't met. You should just come to Poughkeepsie with me one night. We'll just go snuggle babies.
I love babies.
And drink wine.
I love wine.
Yeah. Oh God, who doesn't? Some wine people. And babies. That's true.
Not wine and babies. Nobody likes that.
That's true too.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Splat,
the podcast where me, Brooke.
And me, Bridget.
Talk about sex in the city. 10 years younger.
And 20 years later. And that's just
that's
how it
goes.
That's
what our podcast is.
That's what we do here. Do you guys want to know something really funny that we discovered today?
Yeah, and that means we can post it tomorrow.
Perfect. So Brooke planned way ahead like a genius and brought to our recent photo session.
Well, what I brought was...
Oh, the 10 years later and 20 years... Or sorry, 10 years younger and 20 years later balloon. So she had a 10 and a 20. And then Brooke was like, oh, look, we have that. We also have everything to make 100. We should just take some photos now for our 100th episode. So today, I realized we have like, I don't know, this is our 67th episode, I think. And I was like, wait, there are only 2 seasons left. So I Googled it. And sure enough, there are only 94 episodes of Sex and the City. So tomorrow, we're going to post our 100th episode photo. Look out for it.
68 is my favorite number because it's my birthday.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wait, is that next week?
No. Yeah, it's next week, I think. But...
Well, shoot
good
me
numbers
in the foot
all over the
and
place.
Throw me off
you
a
know,
cliff.
I was planning to do that immediately after this. So, thank God we synced our schedules up. Yeah, but the crazy thing is, we were like, "Wait, how is that possible? That there are only 94 episodes?" And just Googled it, and guys, season 5 only has 8 episodes in it.
Yeah, so Spot the Podcast is going to end about 6 to 10 weeks shorter than we imagined.
than we
was.
Thought it would be.
So start thinking about what you want us to do.
Start sending us your deepest love now.
Start spreading the news.
Before it's too late.
Man, speaking of news.
Newsies.
Star of Newsies, Kara Lindsay, took my yoga class.
I literally hoped that was where you were going with this.
Last week, and I tried to play it cool, and I...
From the sounds of it, you did.
Well, I didn't. I did.
I mean, it helps that you were in the position of being like, you taught the class, you know? That's an amazing way to go into that.
And we had, like, chatted before class about, like, not anything, but I, like, very quickly figured out who she was, and I also, like, fell to the floor after she walked away. Lily and I were freaking out. And I taught class and I was like, Lily and I had like went through all of this, like, what can I say to be like, you know, like, everybody, like, bring your hands to heart center. Just know that now is the time to seize the day, you know, like.
You should have just subtly done an entirely Newsies themed.
So just like, whatever happens, let's begin. Just like all of these, like, you know, it's David and Goliath, do or die. But
that
watch
one,
what happens.
That one's a little dramatic for yoga. I kind of like it.
Sculpt, though.
You'll see. I'm going to find out when I go to Brooke's Mamma Mia Sculpt.
You're going
to
die.
I know I'm going to
die. It's long, too.
Oh, I'm going to die.
But you'll be in a corner and like...
I'm going to go in a corner and I'm just going to take it slow and easy at the beginning so I can at least...
Don't use the weights.
Yeah, no. I'm just going to take it easy so I can just get through the class.
You're going to be fine. It's going to be hot. But...
Honestly, I might just keep doing it. Like, I might just sign up after this.
You haven't done a free week yet, right?
I don't think so. I'm assuming that kicks into gear when I do this because they didn't charge me or anything.
Yeah. Well, no, I know. We'll talk about this later.
Okay. Yeah.
But after class, I was like, I'm a really big fan. And she was like, she like grabbed me by the arms. I was like, you're so sweet. That's so nice of me. Like, she like enjoyed class. And then I was like, I like overcorrected. And I was like, yeah, I mean, my brother's on Broadway, so, like, you know.
It's not that big of a deal, but I do like you.
I was just like, so yeah, like, I'm cool. And she was like, oh, what's your brother? And I was like, you know, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
And you know.
And, like, as I was saying, and I was like, no, 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 no. I was like, why are these words coming out of your mouth? No, 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 no.
Incredible.
So,
yeah. Sounds about right.
I'm cool.
I don't know. I'd say that cancels itself out, you know? You did it. You had a perfectly neutral interaction. She'll probably come back.
Well, I thought about the fact that I was selling my Mamma Mia sculpt, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh my God, Kara Lindsay's in Beautiful right now. And Jessica Keaton Wynn was just in
Yes,
Beautiful.
And she's great in Beautiful.
And she's also in Mamma Mia 2, here we go again.
Wow.
And I was like, what if, what would I do?
This what isn't going to happen. What would you do? No, of course but not. But just, like, it's a fun hypothetical.
I imagine that Kara Lindsay was like, oh my God, this cute little instructor at Core Power is teaching a Mamma Mia themed sculpt. How funny is that? And Jessica's probably like, oh, wow, what a treat. And then, like, the event where she walks into the room. I literally don't know what I would do. Because I've loved, I would get a little speechless, and then I'd have to speak for 75 minutes.
And then you'd have to teach 75 minutes. I'm going to die.
You're going to die.
Cool.
But I made the play this yesterday, and it's really good.
I'm sure it is. Do you know what sucks? I don't think Mamma Mia 2 is playing in the city anymore. I missed my window.
What?
I'm going to have to wait. Because Hannah and I were going to go this weekend, and she just texted me.
Wait, really? I guess it's been playing for a long time.
I think it has, and I was really behind. Over a month ago. Yeah, but you'd think this one would be making so much money they'd want to keep it going.
Here we go again.
I'm sure maybe it's playing like.
Oh yeah, it's playing at the Lincoln Square.
Okay, it's playing.
And in 42nd Street.
Okay.
When are you trying to go?
This weekend sometime probably.
Do. So this episode of Sex and the City
is called I Heart New York.
It's playing far away. I think it goes out of theaters tomorrow or Friday because it looks like after. On September, because all the new movies come out on Friday.
Right.
And then it's September 1st. So I think you have tomorrow.
Boopity boop. Well.
But it's going to be on.
I'll find a way to watch it. Oh, yeah. We'll find a way to watch it here very quickly because we have beautiful access to that. Anyway. I Heart New York, just like the famed shirts
I'm donating a shirt of that.
Oh, today. Give the love right back, you know.
I just was like, I don't wear this. I'm trying to weed out my clothes.
Yeah, it's a cathartic process. You know what? I really liked this episode. I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about it at first as we got into it, but I really did.
I love when you like them. Did you see how quickly I did this?
This was beautiful.
Yeah.
Is that a new...
Lily Tomeo.
Oh, incredible.
Is that Julia Roberts?
That is Julia Roberts. Oh. Oh, fuck. Homecoming. Guys, if you haven't listened to the podcast Homecoming, go do it. It's like 6 hours in total. It's a series. Yes, absolutely. I liked the second one also, but the first one's just like amazing. Do it. And they're turning it into a series with an incredible cast.
All right. I'm going to listen. Oh.
The original cast is amazing too. It's like an insane, like David Schwimmer's in it. He plays the bad guy and he's so good.
Oh, I understand.
It's like a radio play more.
You guys
so.
Never forget that Carrie Bradshaw knows good sex.
Carrie Bradshaw knows good sex.
So she's lying in bed, and there is a time of year in New York when even before the first leaf falls, you can feel the
seasons
you guys,
click.
What good timing.
I know. It's about to happen here. We're still in muggy hell, but it's really, I think it's the last hurrah.
I think it's like exploding before it dies.
Exactly.
I hope.
So Carrie's like, you finally need another blanket on your bed, and there are other things that you need too, aka like she's lonely.
A human being.
And she needs big. And she just straight up calls him.
Oh.
She really just goes for it.
All of her shelves are back up. That's nice. I wonder who did
her
that.
Wall is fixed. She lost her handyman, so I'm curious too.
He checks the phone.
He checks his watch to see what time it is and picks up.
Little Chris.
And they have very good banter because, you know, they do. Actually, this episode is the most I think I've ever liked their relationship, partially because of it doesn't go the way you think it will.
And do you think she calls him daddy in bed?
I really hope not, honestly.
Daddy?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's Carrie's style. Might be Biggs, honestly, but it's not Carrie's.
No. I love her hair like this.
It's really... I had the same thought at that same exact shot when I was watching it the first time.
It's just like in this beautiful bob.
She hears him click his lighter and she's like, are you still smoking? And they have this sweet conversation where she's like, I can't sleep and I'm feeling a little lonely.
Do you ever feel lonely?
And he says no
because he's big. And she raises an eyebrow. And
which he can't see because they're on the phone.
She asks if she can come over.
And she's like, just to be clear, it's for company and nothing more.
And he blows like a circle, a smoke
circle. A smoke ring.
Yep, that's what those are called.
Nope, a smoke circle.
Circle smoke?
Yep.
Love a circle smoke.
They come right after the old circy smoky.
Smirkle jerk.
Yep.
I'm gonna see myself out. She brought pizza.
So Carrie shows up like a dream girl at his door with a huge pizza and she walks into his apartment and there is no fucking furniture. And he's like, yeah, you don't need furniture when you're moving. And she says, wah, 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 wah.
Oh, oy, oy,
she does
oy.
Boinga, boinga
he's
eyes.
He's hot. I can't help it.
He's good. He looks real good in this episode.
All your furniture is gone.
See? He says, this is why I'm leaving New York. The crime. And she says, leaving New York?
Maybe this is how I should have told you.
You should have. You would have arranged to have all of the furniture taken out of here.
Just me standing up.
Oh, I'm getting a full visual act out now of Brooke waiting for me to find her in an empty apartment to play the cruelest.
Well, this is why I'm leaving New York.
The crime.
All the crime.
So Carrie's like, what the fuck are you doing? And Big is like, I bought 2/3 of a vineyard in Napa. Dreams. Which also, I mean, yes, but I can't imagine him there. And she says to him.
He becomes Dennis Quaid in The Parent Trap.
Yes, 100,000%. Kind of like how Aiden Shaw, you saw my tweet, witnessed a murder, went into the witness protection program, changed his name, moved to Portland, became a doctor, and had the family of his dreams in the cutest movie I've ever seen that I want to inject into my veins.
I want to watch it again.
I've seen it twice now. And it's most people I know have seen it upwards of 5 times at this point. Really? I do not.
It's The Summer's a Christmas Prince.
I know. It's called To All the Boys I've Ever Loved, If You Live Under a Rock. And you should fucking watch it.
To All the
If
Boys
You Want to Feel
loved.
Good. I've loved before. Sorry. To All the Boys
and
I've Loved
Twitter
Before.
Twitter is doing great things with it.
It really is.
Did you see Chelsea Knockman like came out using it?
No way. Incredible.
It was awesome. I hope it's real.
I've seen a couple of those from other queer friends of mine, which are really good.
Yeah.
But watch it. I can't believe I got it. I'm also like reading the book, the series right now because I loved it so much. Yeah, I can't even tell you how charming it is.
You can't
prepare yourself. Well, the movie, but yes, the book.
And she's like, okay, sorry, everybody. She was like.
Carrie Bradshaw. This is a show about Carrie Bradshaw, and we're talking about it.
She was like, you were just going to sneak away?
Well, she was basically like, if I hadn't called you tonight, would you have told me before you left? And he was like,
I'm not big on goodbyes.
I would have called you. And she says, from where? A wine vat?
And he's a little chagrined.
That red wall he put into his apartment, that was such a point of contention.
You're the Chrysler building. Your Barry's Comet. You're Mickey Mouse. And then they start doing You're the Top from Anything Goes. It's so bizarre.
It's crazy.
I'm just kidding.
Not how it went earlier. It's just like edited now.
No, they're having a.
He says to her, she says, you're the Chrysler building. You don't belong in a vineyard. And he says, arrivederci, baby.
She says this famous line that's like, when you're tired, you take a Napa. You don't move to Napa.
It's real good. I like the Italian accent. Accent too. She sits on a moving box and falls through, which is super funny, and says, I need a cocktail. Oh man, this episode is hard. The Samantha storyline is hard because she really kind of loses it.
Yeah.
But for a really good reason.
Richard.
He's like, hi, gorgeous. And she says, don't gorgeous me. You're 3 hours late. I've eaten half a box of chocolates. And he's basically like, blah, 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 all of this. And she says, Richard? Telephone. Have you met each other?
She's very charming.
Except she's also very mad and he will not placate her. And she basically is like, I saw you at lunch getting into a cab with the woman in fuck me heels. Like, if you're sleeping with other people, just. Well, oh, wait. No, is that later?
Yes.
Fuck. It's after this. First, everyone forget that. Forget
she's
it.
Like,
strike
I have
it
a
from
gift
the record.
For you. And he's like, is it sex? She's like, no.
It's an actual present. And he opens it, and it's a weird, like,
it's
heart.
It's National Richard's a Prick Day.
Heart print, like three different versions
of
a heart.
Oh, I had something like that when I was in middle school.
That's what it looks like.
This does not seem like Samantha's style.
At all. It looks like something you would buy, like, at Bed Bath & Beyond, and that's kind of like
it's
the print already
that,
in there.
It's something that, like, people put in their dorm.
Or, like, a hotel room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Generic. And she's like, it should go right there on the wall. And Richard, like, looks concerned and
it's
then kisses
like
her.
It's like Samantha's, like, gone full, like.
Full love. And this is apparently what it looks like for her.
It's very weird.
But she can't give him her heart, and this is the closest thing.
I think it's interesting that Carrie asked for a cocktail, and yet he brings
red wine. Maybe it's all he has left. Because he's all packed.
When is
no, Big has alcohol all the time. He's leaving Monday at 5.
They're going through his records.
And because he has a record player out, even though. And he has a lit cigar inside, of course.
A cigar?
Yes, he has a lit cigar in his hand that was just smoking in his face.
And now it's in an ashtray. I see it.
And then he plays. She's basically. First, Carrie is like, look, you can't just leave town. We're going to have one last blowout, just you and me.
A proper
and the city,
time.
Because you have to say goodbye to the city and me. You owe it to us, and by us I mean New York and myself.
Ugh.
And
this makes my heart hurt.
And then, yeah, a little bit me too. But I like that she's really going for it, you know? She's.
But it's like That seems pretty, like, friendly.
That's what I mean, though. Like, she just wants to, she's not going to let him sneak away. You know, he matters to her, and she's going to make this moment matter.
Yeah.
And he puts on Moon River, and he does this, she's like, this is so corny. How old are you? And he's like, this is my parents' favorite song, and they used to listen to it before going out to dress, like, to amp themselves up, and they would dance to it. And they do, like, slow motion boogieing at first.
Yeah.
That's, like, fast dancing, but way slowed down and cutesy. So they're very close to having a makeout moment, and then the tape skips, and it pulls Big away because, you know, he wants to go and fix it, and so they really lose the moment.
Yeah. And she kind of is shook by it a little bit.
And decides to go home.
Because she knew that they had a moment. And he sort of, like, does his big thing where he's like, no, you can stay.
Well, she now has made plans with him to see him. So she says, I'll see you on Sunday. And it's easier to leave knowing that. And she tells him that the pizza will be fantastic for breakfast, because which she is definitely is right about. Cold pizza is so good.
I love pizza. I love pizza so much. And the song is obviously like two drifters moving away from each other. So now we're at brunch and she's telling them, I love her hair like this.
Miranda refers to places not in New York as the real world, which is fascinating to me because it's like, you both want New York to be the real world, the realest of the worlds, and not at the same time.
Well, it is ironic that Miranda would say that because she's about to be the governor.
Well, let's not jinx it, but God, I hope so.
And Carrie has a pretzel necklace on.
It's really ugly. It's gold, and she's wearing it over her chain, like her plate necklace that has her name on it.
It's so weird. It's a giant pretzel. Good.
A giant gold diamond-studded pretzel.
And Carrie's basically asking permission if it's okay to have...
like, sex with her ex before he leaves.
Going out of business sex.
Well, and Miranda is like, no. And Carrie gives her all these justifications, and Miranda, like, thinks about each of them, and she's like, no.
It's ironic, yeah, because I'm Charlotte right now, because you're like, Miranda, you slept with Steve.
And Miranda goes, yeah, and points at her belly. Like, you want that to happen? A fascinating thing is she says multiple times throughout this episode, use a condom to other people. And I'm like, does that imply that fucking Miranda didn't use a condom? Because I just don't buy that.
Yeah, with Steve. That's why she's pregnant.
I mean, I don't know. I thought or that she really used no protection at all. It'd be one thing if, she, you know, she
that
could be on
one
birth control.
Time.
I know, but...
I don't think she's... I mean...
I guess.
She's pregnant.
I know. Charlotte is like, I just can't believe he's leaving because I didn't... I always believed... Well, first Samantha's having a crisis about love and they're all just can't even believe she said the word.
They go... She goes, I don't know how you got through all of it. Big, Aiden, any of it. This love stuff's a motherfucker. And Carrie's like, did you just say love? And Carrie's
except like... Except she says motherfucker, which the caption spells out with an A at the end of it.
And Charlotte's like, huh? And Samantha goes, my name is Samantha, and I'm a loveaholic.
And they all go, hi, Samantha. It's very cute.
Yeah, it's very cute.
We say that a lot. We should say other things.
That they're cute?
Specifically, it's very cute.
It is.
It's cute, guys.
I'm surprised Big is moving, too.
It doesn't really make sense, and I know he'll be back. I would know he'd be back anyway.
Charlotte says...
I always believed, and Carrie's like, wait, finish that sentence. You always believed what?
You two would end up together.
She's like, they made mistakes, but I thought...
And now they start bickering.
And then Miranda's like, if she was going to end up with anybody, it would be Aiden, which I think is funny because it's how, like, people outside of the show would talk about the show, except they're doing it. It's very meta.
I love when they do that. What do you think?
Look I at don't Miranda. Know yet.
Look at fucking Cynthia Nixon eyeing that piece of bacon right now.
Yep, she's doing real good work. Tongue out.
Well, what is your stance on it at this point?
And of her, on her sleeping with Big?
Just in terms of like who you like think is better for Carrie, Big or Aiden.
Oh, I don't think either of them are right for her. Mm-hmm. I think they're debating over. I don't like Big, and Aiden was a disaster.
Great.
It's not an either or, you know. They just don't know what's to come. Neither do I.
So she's wondering
about fate and about like whether we have control over our actions
or the course our lives take.
And she's basically like, what if you fuck your fate up and you miss a step where you're supposed to go and you like miss all these important chances, i.e., you know, she should have, big should have happened differently.
She talks about like, if things are written in the stars, and she says, well, maybe that's why if you live in a city where you can't see the stars, your love life tends to feel a little more random.
I'm going to call that what we in the scientific community refer to as a reach.
Every kiss, every heartache is pre-ordered from some cosmic catalog.
Can we still take a wrong step and wander off our own personal Milky Way?
I couldn't help but wonder, can you make a mistake and miss your fate?
That whole column kind of felt like mixing metaphors in a weird way. And here's my thing. I'm like, that's not really a question you can ask, because you either believe in the concept of fate and that's what's happening, like all those missteps steps are part of it, or you don't believe that's a concept.
Yeah, I don't think she knows what she's thinking about.
I can't believe so many people take her column so seriously. If I was reading this in print.
Yeah, but like, think about when you were like reading I don't know if you ever did.
I understand why like 17-year-old girls would be obsessed with this, and that's kind of why it works in the show, but I'm like, she has like 35-year-old gay men who are like, you're my Bible in the show, you know? What?
Yeah. Oh, in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird, but.
But I'm glad. I like it. You know, I like the idea that she's this successful at doing this thing. It's just when they actually write for her, you're like, huh.
So you guys, Charlotte is at MoMA.
She's giving tours. She looks so cute. She knows so much. She's great at her job. And there's a cutie guy named Eric in her tour who like kind of keeps trying to get close to her as they're walking.
He's a very thin face.
He does have a very thin face.
He looks like someone took Christian Borle as Emmett in Legally Blonde and sort of went like his face and went and squished it a little, and that's
yeah
it.
Just put two like,
I'll even give it Luke Wilson. He looks like he's in a community theater production of Legally Blonde
a little bit. Yeah, I see it. He looks like someone did that Gordon Ramsay thing, you know, with that gif of him putting bread on the side of a person's face and saying, what am I? And she goes, an idiot sandwich. But it's just someone did that and smashed really hard. So Charlotte is walking with him, and he's basically like, she was like, you were here last week. And he's like, yeah, actually I came back basically because I've been working up the courage to ask you to dinner. And she's really dismissive, and she's like, I don't have a boyfriend, no, but I was just separated and I'm not ready to date yet.
And who walks in but Trey and fucking Bunny. And
Bunny, who loudly walks by and says, I just detest Monet. And he's like, mother, you've simply got to learn how to form an opinion. And Charlotte hustles the group together and is like, we're actually going to skip this part, and moves them along. And she says to the guy, okay, changed my mind. Let's go to dinner. And he also, important thing, says to her when they're talking originally, he's like, oh, I totally get it. I got divorced last year.
And that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. And on the Upper West Side, two other exes were dealing with their A, Bs, and Cs. And they're building like an IKEA crib.
Except before IKEA, so it's even more shitty and doesn't make any sense. And I'm also like, this is really what you're not supposed to do with a crib of all things. Mothers of today and their safety concerns would be so worried.
What do you mean?
I just mean like, you know, putting a crib together. Like IKEA furniture, you know, is famous for kind of being falling apart after a little bit. And it's the same thing. Like with a crib, you're just supposed to be like, sure, it's like strong and the best of, and all these little bitty wood pieces that they're screw driving together seems like a disaster.
Yeah, at least use a drill.
Personally, I can't believe Aiden didn't hand make them a solid oaken crib.
Oh, honestly. So they're discussing baby names.
And she says,
do you know what they end up naming the baby?
Yeah, it happens at the end of the episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She says,
she wants the last name to be Hobbs.
And they like the name Danny. Well, he says Paul first. And he's like, well, they're dead and you didn't know them. Danny's better.
But they're
so he's
big
like,
names in the
yeah
in the Brady family.
So he's
oh, he's so cute.
He's so cute. So
it's cute. They're cute.
It's so cute, guys. It's cute. I love this storyline and I love the way it's developing, and I love so Steve was like tearing up thinking about Danny being like a real entity, and Miranda's like, stop crying, stop.
Samantha is like gone full crazy.
She really does. It's the monologue I accidentally launched into earlier where she's basically like, where were you at lunch? And then I saw you getting into a car with this woman in fuck me heels. And if you're sleeping with other people, she's basically like, just tell me.
And she's like, calm down. I fucked you for 3 hours last night. And she's like, and?
You still haven't hung that painting. And he's like.
She looks like she's like worn, like war torn.
It's very, yeah. He says, I just don't think it belongs here. And she says, you mean I don't belong here? And he says, oh, I heard the weather this morning and they didn't say anything about a shitstorm. So she attacks him about lunch. And he ends it by saying, like, I had salmon and salad. That woman's an associate. Like, he seems very calm and collected.
And she, like, yells at him about it.
She kind of, like, backs off her crazy eyes a little bit. And he has an opportunity. You know, she says to him, this is your moment. If you're sleeping with other people, let's fucking be done with it.
Wouldn't it be amazing if men could just be honest about what's happening?
Cannot even imagine.
Just, like, be a fucking man.
Just own up to your shit, you know?
Just be like, oh, there is another person that maybe would have feelings. Like, maybe I should include them.
Or think about them, especially because I've intentionally included them in my life. And now I'm just going to.
Yeah.
Middle fingers all over the place. So he kind of talks Samantha down and he's basically like, I want to hang it in the den, not in here. And she's like, okay, I do belong here after all.
Except, so we haven't confirmed that he's sleeping with other people.
No, yet. But she's really, and here's the thing. It does an interesting thing because she's gone so far off the deep end here that your instinct is like, fucking all Samantha, she has love and which Carrie says to her a little bit. She's like, is it so unfathomable to think that, I mean, you feel this strongly about him. Do you really think he wouldn't feel this strongly about you? Samantha's like, possibly. And then she's like, nope, I'm still sure he's sleeping with someone else. And I'm going to stalk him in a wig I bought. To prove it to myself.
Honestly, props. But you she needs props.
Honestly, props, indeed. Honestly, props, you know? Just like props, all kinds
it
of props.
It is like going from like, oh, this is very famous. This
yeah.
Hello, lover.
Carrie says to a shoe in a window.
And she's going to buy them for her last big night on the town.
They make a lot of big jokes here. They call her a big girl. They call her all this stuff.
He's not big on goodbyes. And Samantha's immediately like, sex or no sex.
Have you decided? And Carrie says, look, I just haven't even bought the shoes yet.
And I've actually been on this date.
Where you're both commiserating about your exes?
Not him, just me.
Right.
And I was like, oh. And then he still kissed me. It was a bad date.
Wow, yeah.
Like, he was like, well, why aren't you doing this? I was like, oh, well, because I'm not over my ex. And he was like, cool.
Good of you to be honest.
And I was like, oops, I slept with him that night, my ex.
Hey, beautiful. Beautiful.
He is on Birthright right now.
Oh, super fun.
He texted me to make sure that I knew.
Of course he did. Of course he did. Did you think you'd ever be free of that?
To thank me for encouraging him to do it.
Did you?
I did.
Well, that's kind of you. You make a great Birthright ambassador, boo.
I hope it works out better for him than it did for me.
Please. You got the acting job of your life out of it, and you went to Italy, so.
I went to Italy, and that's what my biggest takeaway.
Yep. It's
I'm
Israel,
just kidding.
Not Italy? Come on, bro.
Is it shalom or arrivederci?
Don't those mean hello and goodbye?
I don't know what arrivederci means.
I think it means goodbye.
Namaste.
Can shalom mean both, though? Is it like a hello, goodbye greeting, or does it really just mean like, it's like a when you see someone for the first time kind of greeting?
I don't know. I'm not
Brooke, I need you to be my Hebrew authority. Anyone, write in, please. Thanks. Actually, I'll just, Avi, many times in my life, especially in college, would turn to me and say two things and then go, ah, fuck, I wish he spoke Hebrew. Like he'd start speaking to me in Hebrew and just, nope, I couldn't receive it for him.
Yeah.
I wish I did too.
Charlotte looks beautiful.
Charlotte does look beautiful. So they're both just like, oh, yes, you get it. It's hard to let go, but love is tricky. And we both had these.
And he's at her apartment now.
So Charlotte, which means has made the big decision to be like, she's going to finally have she's going to have sex for the first time since Trey left. For the first time since this whole mess. And this kid has a fucking meltdown It's really funny to watch. Well, he looks like an overgrown kid.
And he's like, this is a huge place. I live in a studio. Wow. You live here. You're rich.
You're rich. Wow.
Like,
wow.
Charlotte tries to kiss him and she just. Wow. Like,
huh. My ex-wife was an Orthodox Jew and now you're a rich girl. Why can't I ever find a woman who's compatible with me? And she says, you know, I'm not really feeling that well. Maybe you should go. And he's like, oh, Jesus Christ, it's huge. Have you seen? It goes all the way back there. Wow. And she's like, follow me to the door. He's basically just like, yeah, I think you're right. I think I should go.
Charlotte realized she may be ready to deal with her marriage past, but not her dating future. And he like is so weird.
He like backs out of the apartment. He like almost has, he like malfunctions his coding.
Is it raining? No one else has umbrellas.
No one. Oh, there is one. They have this really big, cute umbrella. It's Miranda and Carrie are walking down the street. And she's like, it has to stop raining before tonight because I just got these amazing shoes and water would not be good for them. And Miranda has like a really intense pang.
And Carrie goes, what? Are you having your baby or something?
And Miranda's like, no, but this is just a kick and labor's going to be 10 times worse and I'm starting to really freak out about it.
Oh my God. My friend Chris was on the subway and a woman's water broke on the train.
Holy moly. That's crazy. So Miranda sweetly is like, Carrie, will you please be in the room when I have the baby? And Carrie's like, are you sure? Miranda's like, I just need something calming to look at. And Carrie says, yes, I just won't do any umbilical cutting shit. Don't ask that of me.
So Big and Carrie are in a carriage and they're having, I'm like emotional.
I know. This whole, a lot of this night is emotional in a lot of ways. They've gone to dinner and they've gone dancing. She describes it to her friends as like an old New York night. Because it's, you know, it's both she and New York are saying goodbye to Big. And now they're in a carriage ride in Central Park.
Every time she, like, asks him about Napa, she, like, has, like, a little bit of sardonic
A little
air.
A little nastiness. Not nasty. It's not nasty. It's, like, she has a bite to it.
She's talking down to it.
Yeah.
Is that not what sardonic means?
No, I think so. Yeah. But also kind of because she's, like, she's goading him, you know, in a way that's.
She's like, are you going to miss New York?
She's asking about herself because they're now one person in this entity, New York and Carrie together. He says, I'll miss you, kid.
But I will miss you, kid.
I will miss you very much. And he smiles and she goes for it. She also says to Samantha, or no, to Miranda when they're talking, she's like, I decided about Big that I will have sex with him if I feel like it in the moment.
They're kissing
and then he's like, your phone's ringing.
She's like, I don't have a phone.
And it keeps ringing. And then she's like, oh, fuck.
She does.
Because Miranda gave her one explicitly because for the labor scenario. And she doesn't even know how to answer it. Big helps her. He pulls the antenna and answers it. Hands it back to her. And Miranda is in labor.
99th and 5th.
She says, meet me at Mount Sinai.
99th and 5th?
And what is that?
Oh, I guess that is. That makes sense, actually.
Because it's back.
That is Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, Miranda's in labor. I have to get out of here. And they basically ask.
And they're like, carriageman, take us to the hospital.
And which is a crazy, crazy way to do it in the first place. And then the carriageman is like.
His name is Bobbo.
Bobbo. Carriageman is like, I'll get fined if I leave the park. And so Big pays him $400. And then he's like, hi-ya, and the horses take off at a canter.
And then they go, Bobbo? I know, that fucking horse, like, goes.
Truly. That horse has been waiting for that its whole life.
Absolutely, it has.
It has. So they make it all the way up.
One short carriage ride later.
She hops out of the cab, and she's basically like, look, I'll see you at lunch tomorrow, because he's leaving at 5. And he says, I can't believe you're leaving me alone with horse and buggy. And she says, thanks for the ride, Prince Charming. Anytime. And she walks away and he calls her name. And she looks back and he just winks at her. And it's really cute. They have a lot of intense eye staring.
Stunning.
This is where the smoky eye was born, right here in this episode.
I believe that. Literally. I would not be surprised if it was true.
Yep.
Yeah, because she's fucking perfect. She's perfect. Those are great shoes.
I was going to say, those shoes I feel like are iconic. Like, I've seen stuff from Sex and the City about those shoes. They're pink and they have little ruffles down the, or like big ruffles down the front.
Yeah.
So Carrie walks into the room and the first thing she says is, boy, you'll do anything to stop me from having sex with Big. And Miranda's like, you look pretty. It's really cute.
It's very, very cute.
She says, so do you. Miranda's like, my water hasn't broken and they say it's better if I like move around and make it happen myself instead of them doing it. And she keeps trying. She's like, and grunting. And then she gets really close to Carrie because Carrie's like, okay, what do you need me to do?
Yeah.
And she's like, listen, I don't want any cheerleaders. I don't want anyone saying, go, go, go. I don't want anyone saying, you know, like, push, you can do it. And Carrie's like, okay. And because Miranda's like hulking out as she's explaining it, her water breaks all over Carrie's shoes, that which I remember would not do well in water. That's a prime
very,
setup.
Very funny. It's very clever, this show, Miss Bridget.
It sure is.
There she is.
Looks unbelievable. I've seen gifs of this without realizing it, or like pictures of it without realizing it was a wig and just not knowing what's happening. So Samantha has put on this.
She looks like Rizzo in Grease.
Yeah, 100%.
Like,
it's amazing.
Truly Stalker Channing in Grease.
It has these two little like flippy curls at the sides and bangs, and she's wearing like big sunglasses, and she does this whole
Richard's getting in a cab, so she gets in a cab
and she goes, like, follow that cab. And the cab driver says, are you fucking kidding me? And Samantha's like, just go.
She even put a fucking mole on.
It's so
She put
funny.
On a matinee mole.
She put the mole on underneath the sunglasses where you can't even see
she
it.
She breaks into his
apartment because she had the housekeeper make her a set of keys because
she's
she really is crazy.
Oh my God.
And she can hear the sounds, but she doesn't freak out until she opens the door. She says, you bastard. And she looks like a like 1940s movie star already. And it's the most dramatic.
And he's just like,
he's just fully
eating someone out.
They really went to the care to make his mouth glisten also. Like they went for this one.
And she's like,
she picks up.
He's like, it's just sex. I love you.
I love you. Only you.
And she breaks
like
the painting
the fucking
and goes,
idiot.
Now your heart's broken too.
As if.
And
as
the woman
if.
Goes,
who the fuck was that?
What do you think that audition was like?
Exactly like that. Can we get you down in a birthing position but sexy? And then can you ask me who the fuck that was?
I would love to get eaten out.
Yeah? Highly recommend. 10 out of 10.
I mean, I have been before as well. Thanks, though.
Brooke, there's such a whole world out there for you to explore. I think you'd like it. Honestly, it's like it's decent, you know?
I am a virgin, so.
I am a virgin.
Oh, my God. I'll tell that. So, my dad called me. So, Bridget's coming to Disney World with my family next month, which I'm very excited about.
Me too.
And my dad called me and was like.
No, because we were talking about it on the podcast. Yeah. Brooke said.
Oh, because you said I'm a virgin.
You said she's a Disney virgin.
Oh, did I? One of us said it.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad goes, I didn't know Bridget was a virgin. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, Dad, first of all, she's obviously not. Second of all, you cannot ask me a question like that. Like, I understand that we're close and that I have this podcast and there's like a lot of things that you are learning about both of us. And
oh my God.
And you're like, no. Disney World. And I was like, oh, what a weird way to bury the lead. It was very funny.
Yeah, that's. I think it's very, very, very funny every time I think about it. I love the idea of you calling your dad and him being like, I can't believe Bridget's a virgin. Just unbelievable. Such a good, good, good moment to have existed in the world. So Steve is like fully down there at the
that
vagina.
That baby is very hairy.
And Carrie says before it fades into the next scene that Miranda is, her labor goes all the way into lunchtime the next day. And at the very last moments, Miranda looks at her and there's a nurse who's kind of like freaking out, pushing, and Carrie goes, nurse, and shakes her head. And then Miranda looks right at her and gives one last big push, and there's a baby. Mm-hmm. And he's beautiful. And the nurse is like, he's perfect. He's perfect. He's perfect. He's perfect.
I would kill that nurse.
Carrie's like, nurse. Steve is really down there, like at eye level with that baby crowning. He gives it to Carrie.
Which is weird. Why not give it
Why
to
not
Miranda
give it to Miranda first? I guess
because
there's stuff still happening.
Because this show's about Carrie.
Yep. And then, it's really weird that Carrie held that
her
baby before Miranda
baby
does. 100%,
baby
yes.
That was birthed, but it's
absolutely
fine.
Yes. And it's so clean, and which there has not been time for.
Like, there's a
Miranda's so sweet. She's like, this is weird. It's like there's suddenly a giraffe in the room. And this is so, so sweet. Steve leans down and he's like, hey Danny. And Miranda says, I was thinking Brady. Brady Hobbs.
Because Brady is Steve's last name.
And then Steve starts making cry faces. And Carrie goes, Steve, and shakes her head. She's done really well at her job.
That's a fabulous hat, she says. Brady is a good name for a baby.
And she runs out in the like slippy, slip-on clean things that go over your
and
shoes
Charlotte's
and her high heels.
There.
And she's like, he's really teeny and he has red hair. And Charlotte freaks out. And she says, that is so cute because they say our phrase also. And they say, oh, Jesus, here comes Samantha Raquel Welch. Still in full wig and
Raquel
mole.
Welch. It's such so a good name.
It's so good. And she's like, we have to go see the baby. Well, and she Samantha. Says it's a boy. And Samantha goes, just what we need. One more man. And they go in to go meet the baby. Carrie, I don't know how she gets in, but she goes to, maybe the door's open. She goes to Big's place.
It's empty because he's gone.
Empty, empty, empty. And she's like, no, 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 no. And then she sees something in the next room. She says it's not even 5. And she goes and finds the record they were listening to propped up. And it says, it has a note on it that says, for when you get lonely. And below it.
Because he knew she was coming.
He knew she would come. I know. He knew she would come. He knew he'd missed her. He maybe even left early so he could just leave this instead of doing. Because he got his wish. He didn't have to do a goodbye. He's not big on goodbyes. And then there's an envelope that says, if I ever feel lonely. And she flips it over and opens it. And there are 2 round trip tickets to Napa and back.
I have feelings.
I hope she goes to see him.
I don't know. I don't think she will. Well, she might in the season break.
In the season break. Just conceptually. I'd like that for Carrie to go to Napa for a bit.
And then a leaf falls.
What a shot. All the way down in front of Carrie. And she bends down and picks it up. And she says it was official. A new season had begun, which also is so funny because the season is ending and the new one's going to begin soon.
And then she walks into the...
into the future.
Into the finale.
She's running across the streets of New York and she says, maybe our mistakes are what make our fate. Without them, what would shape our lives? Which is kind of like, that's kind of the concept of fate. Yeah, but yeah,
she gets there.
She gets it. We wouldn't fall in love.
And now she's wearing a full turtleneck. It escalated very quickly.
From her like sheer thing. Seasons change. So do cities. People
she's got another
into
new
your
laptop.
Life and people go. But it's comforting to know the ones you love are always in your heart. And if you're very lucky, only a plane ride away. No, if you're very, very lucky, they're with you. You know, a plane ride is a commitment. Also, does Big Reader call them? That's some love show right there.
Do people listen to our podcast?
We sure act like they don't. Reckless AF, baby.
I don't care anymore.
I don't care.
AMA.
I don't care about most things.
I'm not anxious. What's unanxious?
I only care about
the.
Oh God, I can't wait to see. She's gonna blossom. She's gonna grow. She's gonna sing. She's gonna know. Brooke's dancing already.
She's gonna dance. Way and make it okay.
She's gonna emerge from her cocoon like a butterfly today.
She's gonna fly, fly,
fly, fly, fly away.
You guys, should we write a musical?
I think we absolutely. Oh my God, Alex Schneiman the other day tweeted, imagine going to all the effort to write a musical and then it's bad. And I don't know why, but it set me off and I just laughed for so long. I know why, because it made me think of WAMU. LOL. Imagine going to all the effort to write a musical and it's bad. Anyway, make art. Don't let me patronize.
But
you
like
guys.
You could say that about any piece of art.
Yeah, but a musical somehow specifically is
a musical.
Extra funny.
I love musicals. I love them, Brooke, so much.
How have I known you this long and never known that about you?
You guys, there's a lot more to me than the fact that I love musicals.
They know it.
I know. I just feel like I've really been leaning in the past like 6 months.
They bring you joy. I am not kidding. I have listened to the SpongeBob soundtrack so many times.
I know. I saw your tweet and I was listening. Then I started listening to it on the train.
It's so good.
But I've been really in a Mamma Mia hole.
I mean, you got to prepare.
I found this amazing karaoke. I'm not even going to tell you.
No, don't tell me. Don't tell me. I'm going to listen to it in the next 2 weeks just a bunch to get hype.
Mm-hmm. I sent the only it to, thing that's gonna I sent carry it me to through. Betsy Stewart in LA and I was like, this is submitting for your approval.
Has she approved? Mm-hmm. Of course she has.
Yeah, and I sent it to my like yoga mom and she's gonna help me like if I need to shape it a little bit.
Love that. Brooke's amazing.
No, I'm not.
Yep.
Who did you resonate with?
Wowie. Well, when I gave birth it was just like Miranda. I resonated with...
But you're a virgin.
I know. With Carrie.
Yeah.
I am a virgin. My virgin birth. You were there, Jesus. You remember?
Me and my siblings. The three wise men.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I resonate with Carrie a lot. I actually resonate with Samantha a little bit. Not the going crazy, but a lot having a real bad feeling in the pit of your stomach and then having it confirmed no matter how much you love someone. You can relate. That gut instinct, baby, it's powerful and it's usually right. And in terms of Carrie, just like, I wonder about fate in that kind of abstract way sometimes, but that's not really the end for me here. I think so much as the just like that person, you know, who you have that connection with, and you just fucking looked like Mad-Eye Moody. Brooke just like had her eyelid pulled all the way up, and then she rolled her eye all the way around, and it looks like it did that thing he does where he spins it around. No, it was really funny. That person, you know, and that draw to them, and also that the significant moment of being like, oh, this really is drastically changing, or this really is, you know, and this the real, that bittersweet feeling where you're not gonna not, but it's, yep, I see those little teary tears. Bro, could you resonate with? talk.
I just like have a, I really have a big in my life.
Yes. The more I've watched this show, the more I've understood that is like actually deeply true.
And you know, like,
which can be a super lovely thing, as I think this episode made me feel for the first like time.
Yeah.
Not about your life, but about their relationship.
I just like, I remember having a moment like this, and like when you like say goodbye to someone and you know that it's like a different kind of goodbye,
yeah,
like that the stakes are changing,
mm-hmm.
and just like everything is about to change, and like,
yep, even when like them you've said goodbye a few times in different ways before,
well, that's what I mean,
yeah,
there's and that it was moment. Different, but
mm-hmm.
And then I resonated with Samantha because, yeah, like I said, I just had a gut feeling about something and it was handled very poorly on the other one's end.
Yeah.
And I obviously didn't react or respond in the way that Samantha did.
No, I mean, Samantha goes so far overboard, although they do justify, because you really think she's going off the deep end just because she's like afraid of love, you know, and I had been spoiled that this would happen at some point, so I knew, but she's so crazy that you're like, Samantha. And then you're like, wait, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. And then, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but like, wow, I just like really had a moment there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm good also, but this, for the last 2 weeks, I've had a different kind of sadness than I've had mm-hmm. for a long time. That's just like, it's like a little companion, you know, it's like a sits on your shoulder sadness.
Yeah.
It's not debilitating. It's not like affecting. It's just, and it's kind of indulgent sometimes, you know, that feeling. And I think relationships like this are a lot about indulgence in those feelings.
Well, it's interesting. Like even like, so like two weeks ago, and I didn't do this and I haven't, but I'll call it for all intents and purposes big. Like, I was like, I kind of just want to talk to him about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, he will understand mm-hmm. in a way that but I didn't. I was like, I don't really feel like I don't actually like need to do that.
Yeah.
But
I understand that impulse. Totally.
It was very odd. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this relationship is so weird.
Yes. But that's the beauty of it, too. It's unlike any other relationship you're ever going to have in your life.
No, I fucking hope not. I don't need it.
No. No. Oh, my God. Can you imagine handling more than one of those? No. No.
Yeah. That's the end of season 4, baby.
Hey, Delta ups, Delta downs?
My Delta up is that I am not anxious.
I mean, can I get an amen up in here?
Amen.
Fuck yeah.
I'm just feeling really grounded and open, and I'm really fucking excited about this Mamma Mia sculpt. The stakes are not that high, and I know that like people are gonna have a good time no matter what, and the class is gonna be good and challenging. But this for me, the mm-hmm. stakes could not be higher.
Oh, I understand. This is a peak.
I just like can't believe that they're letting me do this.
I can. I love it. I'm so excited.
I feel
about
truly
it.
Like so like it makes it like I can't. especially coming off of Flywheel, where like I loved the people, but I felt so undervalued and underappreciated for like, because like I didn't really have an important job.
Yeah.
To going to a place that like really feels like they're coveting me. And not in
hell
a, like,
yeah.
Not in a, like, you're an amazing teacher way, but in a, like, we see you and we love who you are and we're going to, like.
Yes. Also because you've worked hard and it's really nice for someone to see that and they're all seeing it.
Yeah, it's really nice. I really love Core Power.
I'm so
And then my Delta Down, thank you. My Delta Down is just, like, my apartment's a disaster right now. It is, like, we had we saw the mouse this week.
Ugh.
We got the exterminator came yesterday, but, like, there's been just, like, water bugs everywhere. My air conditioner's still not broken. There's, like.
Still broken. Still not fixed. You said still not broken. Lest anyone think that you had a working air conditioner.
At all this summer, not once.
That's insanity.
I have a great fan. That fan.
And luckily you have central air in the rest of your apartment. Like in our apartment, that would never work because you can't go anywhere
because,
that's
like,
cool.
I just like, I have the, it's only for sleeping and yeah. It is cool enough at night.
Yeah.
There were only a couple days where I was like, this is a nightmare.
Uh-uh.
What about you?
My Delta up is that I'm in week two of my new job and I really like it. It's going to be like a crazy adventure and I feel good about what I've done so far. And it's going to like, it's going to be a really steep and really fast learning curve, but my brain is like hungry for it, you know, and it feels good. I like the people so much. It's just like, it's fucking fun right now to be doing something totally new and be shaken out of some of my like personal routines because of it. And it's like, I feel like moments like this are good to tie other things into them, you know, because it's so radically new that you're like, I'm going to try this. I'm going to also do, you know, work some of this other stuff into it. I'm going to start cooking for myself
good.
A little more.
I've been doing that.
When I settle. September is going to be kind of crazy because I have two like big weekends in a row. But like hitting October 1st and fall, I'm going to be domestic and cozy and grounded. And we have one. I just need to use it.
Just use the crock pot.
I'm going to. But I'm also, I have a bunch of like $50 off, like try Blue Apron. And what I need is the habit. I need to break myself. I just do not go home and cook for myself ever. You know, I lay in bed and watch Netflix and do whatever. And I'm terrible at grocery shopping for like fresh things for myself. So if I can do like a month or two of that.
I have faith.
I thank you. Well, you've also inspired me. Brooke's been cooking for herself so much.
Yeah, I just ordered dinner, but like, yes, I have been.
But conceptually, big picture.
Yeah, I have been cooking a lot more.
Yeah. My other one, too, is as lovely as it has been, I am really excited to sleep in my bed by myself. My Delta Down is, I love fall, but I do have a little bit of like, oh, summer's almost ending. I think it's a hangover from like when you go back to school, you know, and just that feeling of like some kind of something is ending. But this has been a weird as fuck summer
weird.
Hot as fuck summer. I also similarly have been on a, as I said, crash course since like March really. And it's just, I'm ready to not do that. But there's not really a significant down. This my sad companion I don't love, but
yeah,
as I said, it's a little indulgent. So instead of looking for things to be sad about, I'm going to
choose to be happy.
I'm going to choose happiness.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy.
Oh, yes.
We're going to chase all the blues away. Come on, your troubles. Come on, get happy.
We will be hosting a Splat Lounge show. If you'd like to come out, we'll speak in our Samantha voices all night.
Oh, my God. Doesn't Bridget just have like a gorge voice?
Oh, stop it. I do love you.
I hope Rob listens to the podcast and reaches out to me because I love you, Rob.
Hi, Rob. We've missed you. Thanks.
We're just coming to Portland in September.
I am. It's going to be the fastest. My oldest friend is getting married in September. It's going to be the speedy trip, and I'm so excited. Rob, my voice will be there for you. Kiki.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, resonate. Delta Dups.
Delta Dups.
How could I find the on social media?
You can find me tweeting all the time. It's so funny, when I was off work for a week, I barely tweeted.
I missed it though. Tweeting, ooh, for another day.
Holy shit. I'm sorry. You are on a roll. Oh my God. A Rickroll, one might even say.
Oy.
I got Rickrolled today. It was great. I was deep in Reddit comments somewhere and I had a feeling, but I clicked anyway. I was so curious and it loaded and I was like, yes, well done. Well done, person. Anyway, to whoever you are, you're still Rickrolling someone like 3 years after you posted that comment. I can be found on Twitter at Mrs. Burt Macklin. I can be found on Instagram at Bridgetm37. And Brooke.
Yeah.
I have a burning desire to know where on the internet I can find you.
Well, I have this fire extinguisher, so let's get taken care of. Thank take care you. Of that. You can find me on Twitter at Brooke_Wiseman, and you can find me on Instagram at Brooke_Wiseman, no underscore. Mm. And if you put an underscore, I will take this fire extinguisher that I have in my hand, and I will hit you over the head with it.
Oh, I was going to say put the nozzle in your mouth, but that's a lot grosser and more sadistic.
Sorry to whomever you are. Whomever you are.
Whomever you may be.
And collectively we are at Splat Podcast. On Twitter.
On Instagram.
At gmail.com.
And please rate, review, subscribe. Guys, season 4 is over. Time's a ticking. Get everyone you know into Sex and the City years after it came out. And
just
have
make
them
listen,
to
our podcast. Just listen to it.
Just listen
just
to
give
us.
Them a listen to
just
it.
Just listen to us talk about ourselves. We love you.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.